Sunday. Chapter 1. Faye Smith. The woman didn't belong. Faye noticed her as soon as she walked into the canteen. She was tall and very pretty, wearing an expensive-looking greatcoat. She entered with a crowd and took a seat at the table furthest away from the serving counter. Cold November light filled the large windows. The clatter of plates and the chatter of diners echoed from the high ceiling and tiled floors as tables were taken and queues formed. Sunday lunch was always popular. A covey of laughing nurses was blown in through the doors on a gust of icy wind, their navy capes flapping. They dumped their things on the big round table in the corner and joined the snaking line leading to the servery. Faye stood at the lectern beside the counter. She stamped the ration books of those who offered them and checked names on a list of those staff who had yielded up their books and took all their meals in the canteen. A lot of people had. The war was over, but rationing continued, and the food at the South London was better than in most places. Hospitals got a wider range of foodstuffs than was in the shops, and Cook was a genius when it came to making tasty meals from nothing. Two women in pale green uniforms, hairnets beneath peaked hats, ladled soup into bowls or piled vegetables onto the heated plates handed to them by diners. Plates that already held small helpings of meat. Portions of corned beef sat, unchosen, at the end of the counter. There'd be corned beef hash tomorrow. The room hummed with disciplined activity. Everyone knew their job and how to do it. Faye could almost feel the clicking tremor of a smoothly running machine, cogs turning, crankshafts rising and falling. This was how it should run. Crash! A tray loaded with lunch hit the floor, silencing everyone. Seconds later, the chatter resumed. The tray's owner looked around for the means to clean up the mess, wincing in apology. Faye stepped out from her place. They'd been short-handed since Margaret had gone to the maternity ward, the third employee in the last 6 months to give birth, and return to hearth and home. The queue would have to wait. Someone would have to help clear things up.
"Stay there, I'll help, I've finished,"
a porter, a small woman in brown overalls, called. Faye returned to the lectern, and the queue began to move once more. Kitchen staff replenished empty serving dishes. Flat, oblong tins of sponge and fruit crumble and large metal jugs of custard were placed at the other end of the counter. There was a subtle shift in atmosphere. The general hubbub reducing, as a diminutive figure clad in a navy uniform, white piping round the collar, strode through the doors.
"Matron?"
Faye greeted her.
"Miss Smith, busy as ever, I see." "Sunday lunch always is," Faye replied. "Morning, sisters."
She welcomed the three women following in Matron's wake. Near the far end of the counter, a table which had been occupied a moment earlier was being vacated at speed. It was well known that Matron liked to sit there. The canteen was full to bursting, noisy with high-pitched clamour. Yet already the earlier diners were leaving, depositing used trays on the tall racks provided. Their places were quickly taken and the queue, which had stretched beyond the doors and down the chilly corridor, was dwindling. Faye signalled to the servers to begin clearing away behind the service area. The litter and debris on the dining tables would have to be cleared too. The mystery woman was still sitting over by the windows, with a cup of tea and a half-full rack of toast in front of her. All employees and business visitors to the hospital were entitled to eat in the staff canteen, but this woman was neither. Faye was almost certain. She hadn't shown a ration book or other identification because she hadn't been up to the counter. Her companions had vanished. It was strange, especially on a Sunday. Faye studied her. She appeared to be around Faye's age, in her late 20s, with glossy dark hair falling to her shoulders in waves which were either natural or very expensively purchased. A peaches and cream complexion in a heart-shaped face, with a high forehead and full lips painted scarlet. Neat pearl earrings added to a refined, even glamorous appearance. No wedding ring. She sat erect,